how did you, you know, conduct the interviews? I mean, it's one thing to get, like, connected to a person, but to get them on camera talking about not just the violence, but everything in their lives going, you know, throughout the 60s and 70s. Like, how did you set up your interviews? I mean, that seems so fascinating.
Well, we weren't shooting arrows in the dark, because I did a lot of research on the topic, and I knew a little bit more about the Ghetto Brothers story from doing research for another project. I actually ran into their story about from this book called Can't Stop, Won't Stop, which is by Jeff Chang, and it's kind of like the Bible for hip hop history. So when I ran across the story of the Ghetto Brothers, you know, at first I thought it was going to be it would make a great narrative film. But then I started to find footage and of the treaty and of the Ghetto Brothers, and I was like, okay, these are really great pieces to a documentary. So that's when I started putting the pieces together. It was kind of like a mosaic, you know. You have like a good piece of footage here, you have a good interview here. But for the most part, to answer your question, these guys are really open to talk about their lives. You know, I feel like, you know, there hasn't been too many people that are interested in covering this topic. So they were really open about talking about the times and talking about the violence. And, you know, some were more open than others. You know, some were still, you know, just kind of suspect of me. You know, I'm definitely not from the Bronx, and I definitely, you know, I don't fit the gang category at all. But for the most part, everybody was pretty open. They all, you know, were willing to share their intimate stories and their lives, which was pretty incredible.